Am I a Nazi or a fascist? Ask the question. It can raise quite a furor. Get it? Furor.
Welcome to the Prickly City podcast for January 29th, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, and thank you everyone for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City podcast, coming to you live and in living color high above the streets of Chicago, here in the studios of Rivet Radio. We love Rivet Radio more than anything. You know what the weird thing is? I've been telling people about Rivet Radio because we've started this partnership, and everyone who's gotten it has said, wow, that is really awesome. How long has that been around?
And they wish they had gotten it sooner.
They do. It makes their smartphone that much smarter. It does. It's amazing. So this week's Prickly City is...
Well, actually, we're going to talk about that later because first we have a very pressing question.
Okay.
On PricklyCity.com, Alex Moore has emailed twice saying something like, this is one of them, you seem intelligent, not like the Mallard Fillmore Nazi, but why have you chosen fascism? Why have you, Scott? Why are you a fascist?
I like the uniforms.
You do like uniforms.
I
and
do.
You like brown.
And I like parades and goose stepping. It's just, no. Yeah. Alex, thanks for the comment and the question, I guess. I don't consider myself a fascist at all. I consider myself actually quite a classical liberal and someone who believes in freedoms and so on. The name calling, I mean, here's the thing. Nazis are Nazis. Hitler was Hitler. You know, conservatives aren't Nazis. Liberals aren't communists. Well, some of them are. But most of them are not. We throw these labels around, and it's a little disconcerting. It does make the environment a little more toxic. Of course, I do it too, but that's my job description.
Right. Well, anyway, this past week, we have seen Carmen flummoxed by the idea of Trump as the possible Republican nominee.
Yeah.
She was thinking she's just going to sit the whole thing out, but Winslow has talked her into working for a candidate she could support. So she's gone off to Iowa. And from comics.com, that makes Janet Ford, or Michael, I think maybe he was using Janet Ford's
that Michael
thing. But she wants to know, if PC is in the Southwest, how can Iowa be only 450 miles away? Obviously, geography was not your strong suit.
No, I'm publicly educated and don't understand maps. that's a great catch. And you know what? I write this stuff. And usually write it in spurts. For if you want a little insight how this comes together, it's not pretty. But a lot of times I'll just sit at my desk and stare into space until beads of blood appear on my forehead, get some notion of an idea, and I go and I start tapping away. Get the cartoon written, get it done. I look at it and I ship it off. Usually I'm right on deadline, so I ship it over to the syndicate. And I didn't really notice that one until it was brought up. But that is hilarious because it's really wrong. What is 450 miles away from Iowa anyway? I mean, I really don't...
Something.
I guess Minnesota? The Bahamas? I don't know. No, I do know. Actually, I love maps. Yeah, so great catch. I was wrong. I'll try to pay more attention to mileage next time.
Bravo, Janitor Michael. So anyway, while she's in Iowa, the first candidate she meets is Ted Cruz. And the fact that he was born in Canada, or America's hat, comes up. Sue Marlukin asks, has Stantis really fallen into that birther crud? Have you?
Oh, no, of course not. I think it's preposterous. I thought it was preposterous with President Obama. And I'd wished that in 08, then Senator Obama had actually just handed over the birth certificates. Probably didn't believe that this was going to be an issue. Or even
well, why should you? If it's something ridiculous, why do you have to...
So you keep it from becoming
them.
A big ridiculous thing.
But it didn't matter.
Thing.
Even when he did release it, people didn't believe it was the real one anyway.
Well, it was clearly fake. It was written in Kenyanese. Muslim Kenyanese, you know.
So do you think Ted Cruz is a natural-born citizen?
You know, the definition, and you have it there, right?
I have a definition.
You have a definition. The definition in the Constitution says natural-born citizen, right? That's the language. Does it go on to say anything?
I don't think it actually says what a natural born
citizen is. No, it never defines what that means. So
one thing I read was that there was a rumor that one of King George's sons was going to come and become and take over and be America's king. And so they popped that in to stop the rumors.
Yeah, they didn't want European aristocracy coming over here and just running for office or running for president and then turning it in, back into a monarchy. They did, so that's my understanding as well. But what do you have there? You have something.
The Naturalization Act of 1790. I did Google something.
Wait, the what?
Naturalization Act of 1790 states that the children of citizens that may be born beyond the sea or out of the limits of the United States shall be considered as natural born citizens. However, in this particular thing, it mentions their fathers, if their fathers have to have resided in the United States at least at one time. It doesn't mention mothers, and Ted Cruz is a mother.
J'accuse Ted Cruz! Yeah, wow.
Well, I think they're using fathers as, like, everybody, parent. You know, it was back in the day when it was more male-centric.
Yeah, but that's not what that says.
Well, I'm sure they fixed it somewhere.
Why are you sure of this? What makes you confident that this has been fixed?
I have a little trust in the government.
Yeah, silly Janine. Listen, his mom was an American. He's an American citizen. He's born in Canada, for crying out loud, which is kind of like America light. I'm fine. I fell into it because I think it's a funny issue. And of course, Donald Trump barks about it all the time. So it had to be mentioned. It didn't have to be mentioned, but I thought it was fun to mention it. And plus, I got to call Canada America's hat, which is
like
always
that.
Funny. Mm-hmm. My kids use it. I think it's hilarious.
Well, Oakstone brings up in the same subject that if Cruz didn't qualify, then McCain would have been disqualified.
Right.
Because he was born in the Panama Canal Zone.
Yes.
And that was not owned by the U.S., only leased.
Right.
And that was never brought up during the election
sure was.
At all.
No, it
was.
Yeah, it was. But it wasn't.
That.
Well, but they redirected it because he was running against, you know, Barack Obama. So that's
right.
That became more of an issue. Because I still think Americans aren't really convinced that Hawaii's a state. I think that's part of it. I mean, not just Kenya's not a state, is it? Again, we're back to the map thing. It all comes round.
It does.
I'm kidding.
Simply discussing Trump and Cruz, Crow Nobo said, quotes Lindsey Graham on choosing between Trump and Cruz, saying it's like being shot or poisoned. Do you think we're going to have to?
I think we're going to have to be shot or poisoned. If I had to guess, this is coming out the Friday before the Iowa caucuses. I think Cruz wins the Iowa caucus. And then New Hampshire gets interesting. I think Trump made a big mistake not being in the debate last night. I love the fundraiser, by the way. Did you guys follow this? He raised $5 million. It was huge, huge. The only problem is the money goes to the Trump Foundation. It does not go. And so
Doesn't go to the Wounded Warriors?
It does not go to the Wounded Warriors or the people who run Wounded Warriors. He wasn't sure where the money went.
Oh, well, that's going to be good for a president to have no idea where the money goes.
This guy has no idea about anything anyway. That's why I have such a problem with Donald Trump. I think that's about it, though, right? For this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you, James, for being such a good guy and laughing at some of the jokes. and also to Rivet Radio. If you don't have the Rivet Radio app, you need to get it. It'll make your smartphone that much smarter. I'm serious. I love that line.
I know, that is a good line.
It is a good line. Well, once in a while. Do anyone else have to thank? Or if they have to go someplace, they want to come see other things, they go to?
Yes, if you would like to follow the antics of Carmen and Winslow, you can go to scottstantis.com. You can drop us an email, leave comments there. Drop an email at pricklycity.com. Pricklycity@gmail.com, sorry.
Say that again?
pricklycity@gmail.com.
Awesome. Listen, thanks again. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.